Yo, welcome back. It's the Tyson James Podcast. And I thought that I would share my most recent thoughts with you guys as I share so much. Did you know that if you ain't got no money, if you broke, you can imagine to yourself what it feels like to be rich and in good health? And you can imagine that as much as you would like. But instead, what people do is they use their imagination that they can control to only imagine subpar or par outcomes. With all of this reality out here, all these material things, they were only once imagined in somebody's mind who has an imagination just like you. And they use their imagination to make themselves feel good and to imagine what they wanted. And it might not be what they had. What they had, they didn't imagine. Some people have whatever they have and imagine only having that or less. And if they do imagine having more health, having more wealth, having more abundance, they would actually feel better about their current experience that they have now, because they would have something to look forward to. Most people don't have anything positive to look forward to, because the only thing they use their imagination for is to imagine things that they have right now or less. When you can use your imagination to imagine more, and through your imagination you'll have that experience, so you'll know what it's like to have that experience, and then ultimately figure out how to attract that experience. They got a saying, you can't see it if you can't be it. You can't be it if you can't see it. So if you can't see it for yourself, and you can't spend time in that place in your imagination and creating that paradise, or going to a place where you know what it feels like, then you can never have it for yourself. And it's just such a shame that people have been conditioned to use their minds against them. They think negatively. They talk negatively. So what do you think is happening from that? The same people that's talking bad is feeling bad. Just think about that. The same people that's talking bad is feeling bad. Because everything we think about, we have to experience. Physically, mentally, spiritually, everything. So this is why people always are the bad news bears, the Debbie Downers, the doubters, the naysayers. They don't think nobody else can do what they can't do, and they don't think that they can, and they don't think that they can do anything or very little. They doubt themselves. They question themselves because they don't imagine themselves being more powerful than what they actually are. So they can't experience it. And if you're one of those people, I'm here to tell you, you can change it right now today. You can use your mind and your imagination to think of a better circumstance or condition than you in right now. And then as you think about it, and as you learn to spend time in this place, as you learn to dwell in this place and create this place, you're going to experience what it feels like. And the longer you be there, the longer you're going to experience the feeling. And then if you experience the feeling long enough, I'm here to tell you that you have to have the real, actual experience. A lot of people only keep having a negative experience is because they only think about negativity or negative things. They spend most of their time dwelling and thinking about negative things. Thinking about things that they can't particularly change, because most people spend all of their time thinking about the past. Most people spend all of their time thinking about the past, using their imagination and their will against their own self. If you one of these people, I'm recommending that you change it today. And you use your imagination to imagine yourself doing better, feeling better, being around better people, having more money, being a better person, being smarter, being slimmer, being fitter. And then as you think about this, the only thing you have to do is just to go and do it. If you don't think that you can do it, you're not going to even attempt to do it. This is why people do very little, or they don't think they can do much. They doubt themselves. They in their own mind about their own ability because they don't think they can do anything. I'm telling you, if that's you, change it. Use your imagination to see yourself better than you are. I'm not asking you to be delusional or out of reality. I'm asking you just to use your mind and your imagination to see and feel and to have a better experience than you're having right now. If you want more friends, you can have more friends. If you want to be around positive people that's doing something, you could be around positive people that's doing something. The only thing is, you got to do something too. So you have to be able to bring some type of value to the table. I'm asking you to see yourself as more valuable than you are. I'm asking you to put the work in to become more valuable than you are. Because the potential and the power is right there. It's just untapped. And nobody told people these types of things. They didn't teach you this in school. They told you to stop using your imagination. So now all you can think about is reality, and you trapped in a feedback loop, and the same shit keep happening to you over and over again. Because you don't know how to use your mind and your imagination to get yourself out of the circumstances. Because you don't know what to do. Because you ain't thinking about nothing else but the reality and the feedback loop that you trapped in. Use your mind to elevate. Use your imagination to see yourself being and doing more. I'm doing personal consultations now. And if you want to have a personal, private conversation with me, phone number is 609-501-9164. It's Tyson James Podcast. We out.